在中东呢有一个很重要的出名的城堡。
In the Middle East, there is a very important, also very famous castle.
这个呢就是在十字军东征的时代的这个城堡叫Crestus Cephalia.
So this castle was established during the Christian Crusade, and its name is Croc de Javelet.
那么呢，它是为什么这么重要呢？因为呢，它就可以堵住这些伪造军去占领欧洲的事情。
The reason is so important because it can stop the Muslims from entering the continent of Europe.
所以呢，这个城堡现在呢是在叙利亚 Syria 这个地方。
And the castle is located in today's Syria.
它是建立在一个高山2000尺的高山上面。
And this castle is built on top of a mountain. The mountain itself has a 2,000 feet of elevation.
还有呢，它有三重的城墙。
And it has three layers of walls.
Two layers.
Two layers of walls.
那么呢，城墙高30尺。
And the wall is as tall as 30 feet.
还有呢，城墙与城墙中间呢，你看见呢有一个，大概50尺的城门河。
So between the walls, there is a 50-foot wide man-made canal.
所以呢，敌人就是攻破第一道墙，但是呢，他还要进。这条河的时候呢，就已经给人射用弓箭射死了。
So even if the enemies can break through the first wall, they will be shot to death by arrows before they're able to enter the second wall.
你们这些喜欢玩 Minecraft 的人，你知道 Minecraft 上面也有这个城堡的。
For those of you who like to play the game of Minecraft, you know that this castle is one of the locations in the game.
但是呢，在1279年的时候呢，伪造军呢只需要37天呢，就把这个城堡攻破了。
However, back in 1279, Muslim soldiers only needed 37 days to break through the castle.
怎么可能这么快就把这个城堡攻破呢
？How was it possible for them to break through so quickly？
那当时呢，其实呢，他们伪造军呢蛮厉害，他们真的把外墙攻破。
And the Muslims were very aggressive. They were able to break through the first wall.
那么呢，守这个城堡的将军呢，就同时呢，就写信去欧洲求救。
So the general that was in charge of defending this castle wrote a letter to Europe pleading for help.
但是呢，他最后收到一封信从欧洲来的。
Then finally he received a letter from Europe.
他们说我们不会派兵来帮助你们。
And the letter said that we will not send any more soldiers to help you.
你们还是投降吧。
You should just go ahead and surrender.
所以呢，这个将军呢就跟这个伪造军呢订了一个合约。
So then the general signed an agreement with the Muslim soldiers.
我们投降，你们就不要杀我。
That you will not kill us as long as we can surrender.
但是当他们投降以后呢，当然他所有这些军十字军呢都给伪造徒杀死了。
But of course, as soon as they surrendered, they were killed by the Muslims.
后来我们在历史里面呢知道一件事情
And later on we learned one thing from history
就是欧洲的来信呢原来呢是这个伪造军把被逆造的
So actually what happened was the reply letter that supposedly came from Europe was fabricated by the Muslims
所以呢这个城堡为什么给人攻破是因为他们被骗了
So the reason that the castle was overtaken was because they were deceived.
我们上个礼拜开始讲到雅各书呢，他告诉我们， 我们怎么知道我们自己有永生呢？
So last week, when we were studying the book of James, we talked about how we know we have eternal lives.
其中一个反应呢，就是呢，当你在试验里面呢，如果你去忍耐的时候，神就说我会用永生去祝福你。
So one answer was that as long as we can persevere under trials, God would reward us with eternal life.
但是呢，今天我们看到一个13-18节里面呢，雅各提醒我们。
But in today's verses 13-18, James reminds us.
他跟这些人呢是弟兄姊妹，就是他们真正的是信耶稣的人。
And he referred to this audience as brothers and sisters, meaning that they are true believers.
但是有的时候呢，我们也会放弃忍耐哦。
But sometimes we would give up and not persevere.
这个原因就是跟刚刚这个城堡一样。
And the reason is analogous to what happened to this castle.
就是我们被骗了。
And that we were deceived.
雅各提醒我们，在我们试验当中呢，你要提防，不要被骗。
James reminds us that during trials,we need to be careful and not be deceived.
因为当你被骗的时候呢，你就会放弃忍耐。
Because if you are deceived, then you will give up and not persevere.
第一个谎言呢，我们在忍耐的在试探里面会很容易相信的，就是呢，神在试探我。
One lie that we often end up believing.During trials, is that God tempts us?
我刚信耶稣的时候呢，有对神有一个很简单的看法。
When I first became a believer, I had a very simple idea about God.
你听他的话，那么神就祝福你，你生活就顺利。
If you listen to God's word, God will bless you, and your life will be smooth.
但是如果你不听他的话的时候呢，神呢就会惩罚你，那么你生活就会不会顺利了。
If you don't listen to his word, follow his word, then God will punish you and your life will not be smooth.
我后来发觉呢，这个观念呢，无论在圣经里面或者在经验上面，都不符合。
And later on, I learned that concept, whether it's biblically or through life experiences, is not true.
雅各很明显的在第一章里面呢，他讲到了神会试验人的。
James in the first chapter clearly stated that God will put people through trials.
更明显的一个经文呢，是在路加福音的第四章里面呢，明明的说是圣灵带领耶稣呢到旷野面对魔鬼的试探。
An even more obvious evidence is provided in the book of Luke, chapter 4.It says that Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness in order to be tempted by the devil.
我相信呢，大家可能也经验过。
And I believe that's an experience shared by many.
就是，往往就是你开始去遵守神的话的时候呢，困难就来了。
That difficulties would arrive.When you first start trying to obey God's word.
比方说呢，你开始学习奉献的时候呢，突然间呢就有意外的支出。
So for example, maybe when you first start to make offerings, that there will be unexpected expenses that will pop up.
比方说呢，你学习怎么过夫妻的生活的时候呢，你发觉呢，你跟对方的关系更加困难了。
So another example is when we try to live a godly marital life, the relationship between husband and wife actually may end up becoming more difficult at first.
你立志要按圣经的教导你的儿女。
You try hard to want to teach your children according to God's word.
反而呢，你儿女连一句话都不跟你讲。
But as a result of that, your children turn their back on you.
你都知道呢，这些事呢，都是遵守神的旨意。
But you know that these intentions are all according to God's word.
你遵守了以后呢，这些困难才来的。
It's because that you trying to follow God's will, that these difficulties start to come.
那么你渐渐呢，在心里面就有一个结论。
And gradually, then you reach a conclusion in your heart.
这是神引导你进试探里面。
That God is leading you into temptations.
那么你再想一想的时候，神是全知的。
And what if you think about this a little bit more, that God knows everything.
那么就是他名字前面有试探，他还要带你去，那么就是神试探我了。That
that God knows that there are temptations ahead of us, but yet still God leads us through those trials. So God must be putting us through those trials.
那么如果是神试探我的时候，我犯罪的时候，神也要负责啊。
So if it was God that putting us through the trials, then if I sin, then God shares some of that responsibilities.
这个其实呢，也是亚当犯罪的时候呢，他的反应。
And that's exactly Adam's reaction when he first sinned.
当亚当，神问亚当，是不是你吃了这个分辨善恶树的果子？
So God asked Adam if he was the one that ate the fruit fruit from the tree of good and evil.
他不是说是啊,
he did not say yes right away.
他是强调是你所赐给我与我同居的女人，他给我吃的。
He stressed, however, that it was God who put that woman who gave him the fruit from the tree on this place for him.
所以呢，当我们有的时候我们屈服在试探底下的时候呢，我们也会埋怨神。
So sometimes we will be complaining to God when we succumb to the pressure of trials.
就是呢，好像是神，因为你照我的性格是这样子的嘛，所以我就犯这些事情了。
The rationale is such that God, you already know how I am, and therefore, if I sin, you must share some responsibilities.
还有就是我是给我父母影响的，所以我就是这样。
Or we can blame our parents that that we have been influenced by our parents, and therefore, I am who I am.
所以当你相信是神试探你，是 God tempts you 的时候呢，你就会把这个犯罪的责任推到神的身上。
So if you believe it is God who is tempting you, then you will shift the blame onto God.
我想呢，每一个基督徒，包括雅各呢，他也面对，就是你遵守神的话的时候，反而会面对困难。So
what James is saying that every Christian who is trying to obey God's word will experience a burden of difficulties.
但是我们特别你在这个过程里面呢，你会 有很多不同的意念从你心里面跑出来的。But
through that entire process, you will experience many different ideas that come from your heart.
那么你怎么知道这个意念这个结论是正确的？怎么结论是好像一个谎话呢？
So how do you know if any of the conclusions from these ideas are correct or they are deceptions?
那么你看看雅各在13节怎么回答。
And let's look at James' answer in verse 13.
他说人被试探不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。
It says that when tempted, no one should say God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone.
雅各很肯定的不是神试探我们。
James was certain that it's not God who tempts us.
因为呢，他给的解释呢，就是呢，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。The
explanation he provided was that God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone.
这句话是什么意思啊？
What does that verse mean?
我们不是刚刚说看了撒旦曾经试探耶稣吗？为什么雅各说神是不能被恶试探呢？
Didn't we just read that Jesus was tempted by Satan? And why do we say that God cannot be tempted by evil?
其实雅各在这边的意思是说，人是不能被恶试探以致他犯罪。
So what James is saying here actually is that God cannot be tempted by evil to the extent that he would sin.
但是没有犯罪的能力的。
God is incapable of sinning.
换句话说,雅各认识神呢,是一位绝对良善的一位神。
In other words, James knows God as one who is perfectly good.
在他里面呢,是没有邪恶的。
There's no evil in God.
所以呢,这位神呢,不单止他不会给恶试探以致他犯罪,他也不会试探人叫人犯罪。
So this God, who not only will not be tempted by evil to the extent that he will sin, he will not tempt anyone to an extent where the person will sin.
那么如果犯罪的试探的来源不是从神而来,那么是从哪里来呢?
So if the source of temptation is not from God, where would it come from then?
14节呢,就告诉我们,
Verse 14 tells us,
但个人被试探乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
That each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he's dragged away and enticed.
我们很多人在面对试探的时候呢,我们第一个就埋怨是魔鬼试探我。
So many times when we're faced with temptations, we will blame the Satan as the source of temptation.
但是你发觉圣经告诉我们,试探的第一个来源,最大的来源,其实是我们自己的私欲。
But the Bible tells us that the source of temptation, the first source of temptation and the biggest source of temptation is from within our own selves.
这个也解释为什么抗拒试探是这么难。
And that also explains why it is so hard to resist temptation.
因为我们形容了这个是一个inside job.
Because we describe this as an inside job.
好像我们中国人说呢,日防夜防,家贼难防。
So what that means is it, we can do our best to keep the outside intruders coming in, but it's very difficult to keep an eye all the time on intruders that are born inside of the house.
所以呢,人,你可以在没有外来任何契机底下的时候呢,你突然间在内心里面产生一个试探。
So it's quite possible that temptation will arise from within one's own heart, even though there's no external stimuli present.
所以弟兄姐妹,如果你要胜过试探,
Brothers and sisters, if you want to overcome temptation,
你要知道你的弱点在哪里,
you have to know what your own weaknesses are.
有些人的弱点呢,是在食物里面。
Some people's weaknesses lies with his likeness for food.
但是有些人呢,他对这些淫有完全没有,不吸引他。
But for some people, that's not an attractive proposition at all.
吸引他的可能就是骄傲。
But however, that pride may be that person's downfall.
但是如果你了解你的弱点是在哪里的时候呢,那么你 当你面对这些环境的时候呢,你就会特别的小心。
So if you understand your own weaknesses, then when you are in that surrounding, you will be extra careful.
雅各呢,不单只告诉我们呢,试探的来源是从我们的私欲而来。
James tells us that the source of our temptation is not only from our own selfish desire.
他也告诉我们呢,试探的过程是怎么样。
He also tells us the process of temptation.
14节里面呢,讲到了我们是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
Verse 14 also tells us that we are dragged away by our own desires.
那这句话呢,其实是一个钓鱼用的一句话。
This verse is like describing a fishing process.
我们钓鱼的人都知道,如果这条鱼藏在潮里面,这个洞里面,你没办法把它拉出来的。So
those of us who fish will know that if a fish is hiding himself in the weeds or under a rock, there's no way we can pull him out.
那么唯一的方法，你就是用一个鱼饵啊。
So the only way we can do this is using a bait or a lure.
那么你在他面前去引诱他。
So you flash that in front of him to tempt him.
那么他会怎么做？他就会跑出来嘛，跑出来咬在上面的时候，你就可以把它拉出来，就是牵引的意思了。
So what would the fish do then? The fish, once tempted, would come out of his hiding place and take a bite on the lure, and then you can pull him out or drag him away.
那这个就是私欲对我们的带给我们的危险了。
So this is the danger that our own selfish desires would present to us.
因为它可以引诱我们离开神的保护。
Because it can lure us away from God's protection.
当你跟随这个私欲的时候呢，咬在它上面呢，它最终就会让你犯罪。
So if you follow your own evil desires and ended up taking a bite on it, it will drag you away.
十五节呢，用另外一个比喻呢去解释，这个犯罪的过程。
Verse 15, it tells us in a different way the process of sinning.
它就形容了好像一个妈妈生孩子的过程。
It's like the process of a mother giving birth to a child.
十五节说，私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来，罪。既长成就生出死来。
Verse 15 says that then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's full grown, gives birth to death.
第五节里面呢，告诉我们一样事情。
Verse 15 tells us one thing.
你面对试探本身不是一个罪。
Facing temptation itself is not a sin.
但是呢，如果你享受这个试探，你在你脑袋里面好像你常常去想这些事情的时候，这个就是你让这个私欲在你里面怀了胎。
However, if you often think about this temptation and you enjoy this thinking about this temptation, then it's like the desire has been conceived in you.
那么呢，他告诉我们，你这样子做的时候呢，就会生出罪来。
And by doing that, then you will give birth to sin.
所以呢，你要小心，就是好像怀孕一样啊。你刚开始的时候，这个人都可能不知道。
So that's why you have to be careful because it's like conception. At first, we may not know what's happening.
但是你怀孕的结果一定就会生，就是会。就是生出一个结果出来，那么你让私欲在里面，你里面呢，你最后就一定会生出罪来。
So the as the end result of pregnancy is the birth of a child. If you allow the evil desire to be present in you, the end result of that is the birth of a sin.
所以你不要告诉自己，我只是多看一眼呢、啊，多长几句啊。我没有打算跟他发展，只是分外情呢。
So don't deceive yourself by telling yourself that I just take one more look, or I'll just say a few more words, and it's not going to hurt anyone to have extramarital affair.
但是呢，如果你好像这条鱼一样呢，咬在这个鱼饵上面呢，你最后就会给人钓出来了。
So, because then you'll be like the fish, and once you take a bite onto the lure, you'll be dragged away.
当罪长成的时候，它就一定带来一个结果。
When sin is full grown, it will have only certain result.
就是一定会生出死来。
That it will give birth to death.
有些人呢，他犯罪的时候，他以为没有人会知道。
Sometimes when people sin, they don't think anyone knows.
但是雅各告诉我们，就好像生孩子一样，最后人家都会知道的。
But James tells us it's like giving birth to a child. Eventually, everyone will know.
死可能是指灵性上面的死。
Death could be meaning the death of one's spiritual life.
那么就是呢，你跟神的关系断绝
Which means that your relationship with God has been severed.
但是也有可能是指永远的死。
But it could also mean the eternal death.
因为呢，你不去忍耐试探的时候， 证明可能你从来都没有神的生命在你里面。
Because it's possible that if you do not persevere during trials, that you may never have God's life in you.
但是雅各很明显，无论这个死是指哪一方面，雅各的意思就是。 如果你犯罪，你就跑不掉这个结果。But
God's James' intention is very clear. He's saying that regardless which kind of death it may be, the outcome is the same.
雅各告诉我们呢，没有可能是神试探我们的。So
James tells us that it's impossible for God to be tempting us.
因为呢，这个事情是违反神的本性。
Because that is against God's nature.
圣经告诉我们，当我们在这个试验里面呢，神总是为我们会开一条路给我们，能够胜过这些试探的。The
Bible tells us that during trials, God will always open us a door for us to come out of this trial.
所以呢，所有这些 试探里面呢，我们基督徒呢都是可以胜过的。So
us Christians can overcome any and all sorts of trials.
所以呢，不是神试探我们，是我们自己里面的私欲去试探我们。So
it is not God who tempts us, but it's instead it's our own evil desires that tempts us.
第二个谎言呢，就是神害了我。The
second lie that's often told is that God has ill-treated us.
那我们不一定用怎么严重的字眼去形容神。
Although we may not use such a severe description for God.
但是很多时候呢，我们在试探里面呢，就会开始怀疑神。But
however, during trials, well, we can have doubts about God.
就是神是不是真的好像圣经所讲的这么好？
We may wonder if God is truly as good as what the Bible says.
如果神真的是这么好, 为什么神见死不救呢?
If God is really this good, why wouldn't he rescue me when I'm almost dying?
那其实这个呢，就是马大，就是拉撒路的姐姐，埋怨耶稣，为什么他这么晚才来，让他弟弟死掉？
And that's exactly how Martha, the older sister of Lazarus, complained to Jesus as to why Jesus wouldn't come sooner.
我们在怀疑里面，我们就会问自己：神是不是真的爱我？
During our doubts, with our doubts, we would question God whether God truly loves us.
神是不是救不了我？没有这个能力啊。
Well, perhaps God does not have the ability to save us.
还是神不是好像他所讲的这么信实？
Or maybe God is not what people say as faithful.
否则为什么他让我们经历这些痛苦呢？
Otherwise, why would he allow us to experience these sufferings?
为什么我们呼求神的时候，他不回答我呢？
Why would he not respond when we're calling on him?
就是神有一个阴谋，他没有告诉我们的。
Is it because God has selfish plan that he's not revealing to us?
是不是神为了他自己的荣耀，连他儿女的死活他也不管呢？
Is it because that God cares so much about his own glory that he doesn't care about his children's livelihood?
Tim Burton, 他在他的书 Change into His Image 里面讲了一句话。
Jim Berg, in his book Changing into His Image, said the following.
他说呢，圣经强调神对人的爱，比起强调神其他的属性更多。但是呢，当人在苦难里面的时候，神怀疑神的爱，比起怀疑神其他的属性更常见。He
said that no attribute of God is more emphasized in Scripture than His loving care for His people. Yet no quality of God is doubted more than His love when we are under the burden of a difficult trial.
我觉得呢，有的时候我们在苦难里面的怀疑呢，就好像这些 年轻人呢常常问他爱我他不爱我他爱我不爱我在这两个事情里面来来回回
So the sufferings that we experience during our adulting moments is a lot of like what young people do going back and forth trying to decide whether his romantic interest is in love with him or not.
雅各呢怎么去把他内心的怀疑呢去除掉呢
So how did James eliminate the doubts he had in his mind?
他怎么可以不做一个心怀二意的人呢
How can he be a person without a double mind?
他还是回到神的属性里面
He returned, he came back to God's attributes.
这个就是16到17节里面所讲的
And that's described in verses 16 and 17.
我亲爱的弟兄们，不要看错，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
So verse 17 says that every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights.Who does not change like shifting shadows?
雅各所认识他所认识的神是一个赐予的神
So what James knows is a giving God.
还有呢，他赐给我们的东西都是好的东西
And everything that he gives us is good.
不是我们家里面不用了没有用的东西你拿去给人，不是这样子的。
It's not something that's no longer useful to him and that he would share with others.
不单之神呢是给我们的是好的东西，还有呢他讲到他是这些好的东西呢都是全备的，都是 perfect 的。
So not only everything that God gives is good.But everything gives is perfect.
不单只神是给我们东西呢，雅各也提到呢，他是一个绝对良善的一个神。
Not only he gives everything to us, but he's also a good God.
他形容他呢是一个众光之父。
He describes him as a father of heavenly lights.
换句话说，在他里面是没有黑暗的。
In other words, there's no darkness in him.
他在17节里面形容呢，他没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
And verse 17 describes that he's one who does not change like shifting shadows.
这个是本来这句话呢，是形容呢天上的太阳啊、月亮啊，他们会随着时间季节呢。他会改变他们的就是有多少阳光啊掉下来的这个现象。
This original intent of this verse is to describe the sources of light in the sky, such as sun and moon, that due to seasonal and timing changes, that they would give out different amounts of light.
但是雅各说呢，神是永不改变，不会随着时间去改变的。
But what James is saying here is that God will never change. He will not change according to the change of time.
我记得呢，当我神学院刚刚毕业的时候呢，我就开始找一个教会去侍奉。
So as I graduated from a seminary, I was looking for a church to serve.
那当时呢，我找教会的方法呢，就好像找太太的方法一样的。
So the way I was looking for a church to serve was not too different from how I was looking for a wife.
就是每次只申请一间教会。
And that was to apply to one church at a time.
那当时呢，我也不太担心，因为呢，我觉得很多我申请的教会呢都是人家介绍的，所以我已经认识，要不然就是认识他们的牧师，要不然就认识他们的弟兄姊妹。
And I wasn't too worried because all the churches I was applying to were introduced by others, so I would either know the pastors of those churches or the brothers and sisters of that church.
所以呢，我以为呢，我马上就会找到。
So I thought I was going to find an opportunity right away.
但是没有想过一间一间教会拒绝的时候呢，那么就很痛苦了。
However, it was a very, very painful because I was rejected by one church after another.
还有就是每一次申请一间一间申请一间教会的时间大概三个月到六个月，所以呢，到第四间的教会拒绝我的时候呢，已经差不多过了两年的时间。
Another thing is that every application process to a given church took about 3 to 6 months. So after So at the time when the fourth church rejected me, it had been a two-year process already.
所以当时我就开始埋怨神。
So at that time, I started to complain to God.
我告诉神，我当时就是放弃我的职业，房子卖掉，就是要全时间念神学，让我快一点毕业。
So a few years back, the reason I quit my job and sold my house was so I can dedicate myself to seminary study so I can graduate sooner.
但是为什么神不快一点为我预备一个教会去侍奉呢？
So God, why won't you prepare a church for me to serve a little quicker?
那么我向神复求的时候呢，他也没有回答我。
So, but God did not answer me when I was calling out to him.
前面的环境也没有改变。
The situation in front of me did not change either.
当时最怕的一件事情呢，就是回到就是比方说神学院啊，或者从前的教会里面参加他们的聚会。
At the end of the day, the most uncomfortable experience for me, however, was returning back to my seminary for their gatherings.
因为他们呢，这些老朋友呢，一定会问你，那么你现在做什么啊？
So because of my old acquaintances would always ask me what I was up to at that time.
有一次我直接告诉他 nothing, 什么都没有。
So one time I gave them a very direct answer, I wasn't up to nothing.
最后呢，人呢变得很沮丧。
And so at that time I became very depressed.
那么很沮丧的时候，你就想逃避现实嘛。
So when one becomes very depressed, wants to escape reality,
你怎么逃避现实的？
How do you escape reality?
我就去看韩剧。
I resort to watching a Korean soap opera.
这个在图书馆里面发现有大长今，就是一个六十集的一个韩剧。
So in the library, I found this Korean soap, Jewel in the Palace, and has 60 episodes.
那么每一天都在看
，and I watch it every day。
看到差不多三分之二了，已经。
So I was almost 2/3 of the way done。
那么它有一个故事是这样子
，and that had a particular storyline。
就是呢，在这个商圈里面呢，他们感染了一个传染病。
So there was a contagious illness。That was running rampant in the village.
那么这个皇帝就派兵把这个商圈的封锁，不给任何人出来。
So the emperor sent his soldiers and blockade the village.
意思就是说，让这个商圈里面的人自生自灭。
In other words, he was letting the people in the village to be on their own.
那么呢，这些村民呢就走到这些官兵面前呢，去求他们。
So the villagers walked up to the soldiers and pleaded with them.
就求他，你放我出来啊，我没有病呢。
Pleaded with the soldiers to allow them to pass because they are not sick.
看到这里的时候，我问自己一个问题。
So I asked myself a question when I was at that point.
当我这样子呼求神的时候，神会不会不理我？
So if I pleaded in such a way with my God, would he still ignore me?
神会不会见死不救呢？
Would God watch me die and not lend a helping hand?
我的答案就是不会。
My answer to myself was no.
因为神是一个绝对良善的一个神。
Because God is an absolute good God.
当我回答这个问题以后呢，那么我就从我的沮丧里面跑出来。
So when I was able to answer that question that way, I was able to come out of my despair.
虽然这个环境没有一点改变
although the situation did not change a bit,
但是因为我相信神是绝对的良善，让我有能力去继续的去忍耐。
But because I believed that God is absolutely good, I was able to have strength to persevere trials.
十八节里面他说，神是按自己的旨意。换句话说呢，神预先就有一个计划了，对我们每一个人。
Verse 18 says that God chose. In other words, He had a plan and He's doing according to His will.
他的旨意就是用正道，就是福音呢，胜了我们。
And his plan is to give us birth through the word of truth, in other words, the gospel.
让我们在他所造的万物中好像脱俗的果子。
So that we might be a kind of a first fruits of all he created.
脱俗的果子就是最宝贵、最宝贝的果子。
So the first fruits are the most precious and the most treasured fruits.
神给我们最好的礼物就是他，就是我们的生命。
The best gift God has ever given us is our own lives.
我们有一天会能够与神一同享受这个永生。
That one day we will be able to enjoy the eternal lives with the God.
所以雅各是鼓励我们呢，要忍耐我们的试探。
That's why James encourages to persevere through our trials.
因为你经过试验以后，必得生命的冠冕。
After you go through trials, you will receive the crown of life.
在你试探当中，你要找紧、找紧呢。神是一个怎么样的一位神
？So during your trials, you must hold fast.What kind of God our God is?
他是众光之父。
He is the Father of heavenly lights.
在他里面没有改变。
That he does not change.
如果你忍耐到底的时候，你就会有生命。
And you will have life if you perseveres to the end.
你就会经历神美善的赏赐，美善的恩赐，全备的赏赐。
And that you will receive the God's promised life.
但是我们常问了，我们要忍耐多久啊？
But sometimes we will ask, how long do we have to persevere?
让我告诉你，你要忍耐到有一句话叫肥婆唱歌。
There is a saying that it's not over until the fat lady sings.
那这句话的意思呢，是因为从前呢，这些歌局呢，到最后都有一个肥婆出来唱歌。她唱完以后，你就知道可以回家了。
So the origin of this saying is that with those operas, usually a fat lady comes out and sings, and then you know that's the end of the opera, and then you can go home after that.
我们可能不知道我们要忍耐多久。
Perhaps we don't know how long we have to persevere.
但是如果你忍耐到成功的时候，你就会成全完备，毫无缺陷。
However, if you persevere to the successful end, you will be able to complete.
我们最后一同祷告。
And let's pray together.
天天父
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们感谢你
We thank you.
因为你是值得我们去等待，值得我们去忍耐的神。
Because you are worth of our wait.
当我们忍耐到最后的时候，我们就能够看见你的计划的美好。
If we can persevere to the end, we will be able to see.The goodness of your plan.
求主帮助我们每一个现在在试验里面的人，能够继续的忍耐。
And Lord, help each one of us who is experiencing trials that we will continue to persevere.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
And thank you for listening to our prayer. And we pray in Jesus' name.